Dylan, why are you calling me?
I didn't call you.
It says
why didn't you call me 20 minutes ago when we were talking to each other? What do you need?
It says that you called me. I assumed it was an emergency, so I called you back.
Not at 9 o'clock in the morning. You missed our daily wake-up call.
Just
wanted to make sure you were okay. It's not a huge deal.
Okay. I have to talk really quietly because I'm in bed next to my wife.
All right.
Wait, what does that noise mean?
It's whatever you want it to be. So, you're going to eat breakfast today?
Yeah, what's for breakfast?
What we got? It's a morning show, right? I remember you said that on the list.
Yeah, I don't know, let me find some morning show music.
You know, some people think that Phil Spector invented the wall of sound, but Matt, well, you're not even recording this. You're just on your phone.
No, I'm recording it. I have my computer and microphone and all the boxes set up in the bed.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You need to streamline your setup, Matt. You know what your problem is?
I'm too...
That's a catchphrase, by the way. You need to...
That's also...
You just need to streamline, man.
I know that you didn't hear it, but the catchphrase that you just said was, you know what your problem is?
That's what I said, though. I stutter, Matt. God damn it, it's coming back now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not fun to make fun of. That's a serious problem people deal with, as I saw in movies.
I had a friend with a stutter, and it, like, sort of started rubbing off on me. I started doing that more.
You had a context stutter? Or, you know, you had a comedy stutter. I didn't hear what you said, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's...
You know, you want me to tell you, you want me to tell you why I didn't hear what you said, Matt?
Yes.
Because it sounded like this. That's right, Internet. I'm not an SJW.
Oh, I Patreon. Thought you were.
Nope. Tricks on. Oh, actually, that's what we wanted you to think. I didn't even think I was going to turn that into a Simpsons reference, did you?
Welcome.
All right, it's a little wake-up lounge in the morning. Regret the day. Stretch your arms.
This is the part to wake you up. This is a from waking up to work morning show.
Ah. You know what's a great thing about this morning?
What?
Last night was shared equally. I'm actually doing fake calisthenics right now in my bathroom.
Oh, I want to do that too. And this part of the song is like a lover reaching over and caressing you, and you're going, "Oh, the fuck is this?"
All right. Here's something you don't know, audience. The last thing I remember is Matt talking to me before I went to sleep, and the last thing the jail remembers. Oh shit! I said her name. Sorry. Your wife is the same thing.
Yes. Actually, probably not. She probably did something after I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, Mass Effect. That's right. Oh, wait, I think I might have played Mass Effect 2, but, like, not the same game.
Mass Effect 2.
Anyway, let's get... Oh, that's the best one. All right, let's get back to the morning.
It's sorry. Not last night anymore.
Yeah, the morning of the last night. I'm mourning right now. I loved last night. It's over now. Oh, it sucks.
Oh no, that's last night creeping back in. We gotta push that out. It's not night anymore.
Morning. Right, we took so long singing in the morning, the chord is now at session. That's right, night chord.
Alright, now what do you do in the morning? We gotta walk people through this, but I forget what to do in the morning.
What do you do in the morning? You probably gotta walk your dog or something, right?
Oh, if you have a dog, now it's time to let that dog out. Oh shit, I do have a dog. I should probably go with that. No, this is more important. What's more important, one dog gets let out, or millions of dogs get let out? For the people who are listening to this.
I agree. Let's all give Matt a hand for talking while I was putting a microphone into my phone.
I'm not young enough.
All right, it's I think now it's like 5 a.m. now, I think. Oh, it could be night or morning, depending on your preference.
I need to be more specific about exercise music. I want to do gentle calisthenics music.
Because if I just do exercise music,
it's probably going to be like techno. Like, fucking...
Not in the morning. Not in the early morning. Not at 9:50. That's an 11 o'clock jam. No way.
Pretty close to 11 o'clock.
I don't know, whatever weird central time zone you live in. Oh, that's right. I'm also an East Coast supremacist. That's right, I'm bringing back that rivalry. No, I'm not going to do that.
And you're East Coast supremacist that is not super clear about how time zones work.
Yeah. All I know is you drive far enough west, it gets later, it gets earlier. I don't get it. Stay in the same time.
You know China has one time zone?
Yeah, you know who should have one time zone? America. That's right, audience. I hate time zones.
You kind of cut out in the middle. I'm not super clear on what country you said. I know the first part
what
is
the,
America.
What's the point? Okay, I'm going to say AT&T, and this is Twitter, right? Hey, AT&T. I thought you had good fiber internet, but what is this garbage?
I heard someone complaining.
Assuming direct control.
How can
the AT&T hive mind? If you've improved your persuasion enough, you can defeat me without fighting me. You question my internal logic.
You can't hear it, but your voice went really bad while you were doing that.
That's good. It always does, and that's why I don't try when I say any words.
That's good.
This is like a draft. This is like a rehearsal take.
Can I do this at half speed? It's a little too fast.
Half speed. Let's slow it down. Maybe a quarter?
No, now that's disorienting.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I'm in the morning. I'm doing calisthenics. Let's start the start then.
This is no good. Hold on.
God, it's so early. Do you have sound dampening things in the recording studio booth?
You mean this side of my bed?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's a little better.
The other side of the bed. All right. Where are you? Which bed are you in? You don't know. It's a mystery.
To the other side?
Or it's a western.
The trip to the other side of the bed is the right side of the bed because you almost got up on the wrong side of the bed until you reached over and put on this podcast. We're going to guide you to the other part. All right.
Mm-hmm. Stay with us on your journey through some vague things. We'll help you, though. Just listen to what we have to say about it.
First, all you gotta do to get to the other side of that bed, when you feel yourself starting to have a bad morning when you wake up, start rolling to the other way. Is this supposed to be
but
like...
But then you still... Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, but then you stop because you're on the right side of the bed, like the right coast, like the east coast, and you don't need to go anywhere else.
Dylan, don't
just settle down.
Your political... East Coast agendas into this.
Uh-oh. Touching the switchy cube again. It's putting me right to sleep.
I had to load the cash register noise.
Alright. And now, let's go to the alternate reality where David Letterman's morning show actually is successful and that's what he does. Okay. And then it completely changes the television landscape.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to be doing stuff. Did you let your dog out yet?
Mm-hmm. Right?
We started to do that, and then we put you back in bed.
Oh, let's tell some cute dog stories of cute dogs we've seen. You first, man. Mm-hmm.
I took your David Letterman suggestion maybe too literally.
No, that's good. Let's do this, actually. It didn't last very long, right? Like a month or two?
Oh, I don't know what the morning show was, if that was real, so I just loaded an intro to the late show.
Oh, it's a Katie Holmes episode, man. I would have felt
great if I got life tickets to that. It would have been fun. I don't know what it was called, but it was like his talk show, but a morning version. More, like, maybe more, I don't know, like, it's more of a... What is that guy who I've never seen, who was a thing, like, in the 90s, who did, like, a talk show, but it was more of, like, him, and he would, like, interview people about their problems sometimes. Maury Povich, is that it? Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
You got it.
He's been for a while, right? It felt like a while.
Yeah, he's been... I have no, like, living memory of, like, that being part of, like, culture, like, actually being on TV, so I don't know. I mean, definitely, like, the later ones, like, Sally Jesse? Raphael? I don't know.
You ever watch Donahue?
Hi.
Oh, you sound like you're a deep underwater. Now you don't sound like anything at all. Matt, were you ever there? Oh.
I wasn't. But now I am.
Oh, you're back, and you brought cool music. Alright.
This will get you going.
Yep, it's Easter, everybody, and your Messiah is back.
It's me. Wait, I'll let you take that bullet.
It's him. There he is over there. Off the mic.
Oh, I can't accept that. I mean, I appreciate it. You pointing at me, but...
Oh, no, we can't hear him. That's Matt, I don't know why you're doing... I don't know why you're talking right now, because there's another person. I don't want to say his name.
Is it Jesus?
Because I'm not sure which name to use.
Is it Muhammad? Is it Hashem?
Mm-hmm. Just enjoying the morning jams.
Fuck, what? Oh, shit, I gotta get to work. I'm guiding people through realizing that they are forgetting to do anything.
It's been 2 hours and I've been stuck in some sort of daze. It's not just that I'm not at work, I'm not doing anything. What happened?
All right, where did time go? Okay, everybody, you gotta brush your teeth, you gotta make some coffee. Did you let the dog out?
Take a shower if you need one, but, like, if you can skip it, that would probably help with your boss. Like he would, it's almost, like, better if you, like, seem disheveled and smell.
Run, look in the mirror, like, you don't want to look disheveled, like, there's a problem here.
Yeah, he's, like, so dour, I can't imagine spending mornings with him. I would love to, you know, but if I had stuff to do that.
Plus more fun than humans should be allowed to have. Let's begin things right away.
He actually seems different here than he
He's even closer to his, like, LA comedy circuit roots. And it's funny because he, like, doesn't know that he's going to go on to be, like, what, the second most powerful media talk show person, like, in history. It's like he doesn't know that.
Wait, who's the first?
From actual viewers, from actual homes watching on actual television.
Wait a minute, Chevy Chase, am I right? What a shitty show that no one ever watched.
Steve Allen. Colorado,
thank you very much. Ah, yeah, he's the best one.
The people in Stone Mountain, Georgia, thank you very much for that. The staff of KGW TV in Portland, thank you very much for that.
Wait, Eddie Bishop. He's the one.
Northwood Institute. Okay, with that out of the way.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. Ask your grandparents.
They're dead, Dylan.
Oh, ask your parents.
Oh shit, we're getting people up. Are your grandparents dead? Did you remember? You visit them before they died? You got to take a moment to feel bad about that while you're trying to
Jesus
get ready.
Jesus Christ is right over there.
You cut out again when you said that. I think AT&T was popping in to be like, "Oh, somebody found him."
Yeah. All right, I'm splicing in. And then they cut to us saying, "Oh, what was that? Oh, never mind. Anyway, I need you to get the drugs to this location." Okay,
I pictured a guy putting on a VR headset when he says, "I'm splicing it."
Oh,
and
I just
they drop
of,
him into a tank of water.
That's how they interface now. It's the most efficient way. Oh, someone's watching Mystery Science Theater, though.
Who? Is it that guy when he's supposed to be working? He's using the water VR tank to do that?
Well, if the water is the most efficient, it's actually a complex pool of electrolytes, as you hear in a side conversation, if you choose to, with one of your crewmates on the ship. It's a complex, a very expensive proprietary blend.
And then you walk away right now, run away to the next area.
And then you walk away, and it's always sad when they add the thing that's, like, when you walk away from a character, they like, stop and say what they're saying, go, oh, I'll see you next time. I'm like, oh, it's, don't do that. I'm just going to, oh, man. All right, so what other
I would like it if
about?
They just stopped talking and made a noise like, huh.
Or maybe if you do it more than once, it gets more and more angry until it's like, oh, I'm going to get you. And then that's the bad guy.
Is he doing a prank phone call?
Why hasn't the movie been made? It's probably a shitty TV movie, right? Like, why hasn't the, like, Leno Letterman, like, late 70s, like, comedy stand-up scene movie been made?
Let's do it. I don't know. That's a good question. They made movies about the other part.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. That's like the best, like that's one of the best TV movies. I mean, there's like no, it's not, but
Late Shift.
It's great. Late Shift, yeah. I read the other book too. The same guy who read that book did one when for the Conan thing, but it was, I don't know. I mean, I guess you know there were interviews with like executives involved, but it's like, oh, I just lived this. Like it came out like a year after all that shit happened.
Did that guy really do any other books, or was this his obsession?
I don't exactly remember. I think he's like an entertainment writer, I guess, right? And then he writes the occasional book. I think, I don't know. Are you enjoying David Letterman?
Guido Sarducci?
Does he have a? Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I don't know. Like, why do you think it failed so much? Just because it's obviously like it doesn't fit, right? It's hard to see it without you know like inevitability. Is someone else here? All right, let's do it.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's the third chair. Get in here.
Is that Elijah? Ooh. Elijah, get in here. Come eat your food, bruh.
Elijah?
So cold and old.
So the girls just wrapped? What do you guys think of that ending? I haven't seen Girls in a couple seasons. I need to probably catch up.
Did you not get my reference?
No. I never do, though.
At like a Seder, leave a chair open for Elijah.
Oh, yes. Like Passover Seder. That's the most important one.
Is it?
I don't know. Rugrats didn't tell me.
Rugrats didn't tell you if there are other Seders?
I don't even know if you'd use that word. At all. I was as a kid. But it taught me what I needed to know.
You know,
before Wikipedia, thank God.
Never watched Rugrats because I didn't have cable till I was, I don't know. So I don't share the same Rugrats love that other people my age do.
Oh my God. You just made me remember something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's the town. No, it's fine. You have to conquer your memories. I don't know what something like a stupid person would say. I mean, not like that.
So, wait, did you just have a traumatic memory resurgence of seeing Ben Affleck's The Town?
I did. That movie should have won an Oscar, goddammit. Didn't it? It did, I think. No, I don't think so.
It did.
I don't know. Let's talk about Oscars from several years ago. Does that podcast exist? It probably does. Find it and let's listen to
it
right
now. Let's
talk
about Oscars? All right, let me check this out.
It has to exist. And not like a special like one-off episode. Like that's the whole series.
I Googled Academy Awards podcast. I started typing... Let's talk about Oscars, and then I backspaced and wrote Academy Awards podcast.
That's fair enough. You have to be the best editor for yourself, I guess.
Awards Daily.
You could have workshopped it with your friends, maybe.
Oscar podcast.
Dude. So,
let's see what this is. This is just a picture. Is this a picture podcast?
Pictures and podcasts don't go together. Does it just cut out when I, like, shriek? Maybe it's, like, that's too much data to stream at one time.
I don't know. Try shrieking.
Oh, I can't do that. Command. I'll just breathe into the mic and make noise.
So Statsgasm is, I use statistical methods to build models that predict the Oscar winners in 21 categories. It's basically very good. That is not the shorts categories because there's no precursor data for the shorts, really.
Is it a retroactive model? That's my favorite.
Three previous years, I've gone 16 out of 20. I wish you could see
what I'm seeing because I'm listening to this audio, but I'm seeing Andy Kaufman staring blankly while presumably David Letterman talks off camera.
And that's how you're starting your morning? God, that's so beautiful. What if like morning television became like the edgy, or at least, you know, like entertaining comedy thing, and then like late night became like car movie commercial.
It's gonna have to, right? If it's gonna get people to keep watching
other groups to try to predict the Oscar outcomes.
And just to emphasize,
how are morning shows doing?
Personal opinion enters into it. Zip.
I haven't seen one in so long. I told you.
The numbers, and then you stand back. Load a morning show.
I used to love them though. Like as a being like a little kid. Like it's a good way to simulate like adulthood. I'm watching the Today Show. That's what grown-ups do. No? Yes.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you do.
To predict the election and also
that would actually be probably the perfect thing for what this podcast has become. Is all right, here's a morning show. We're going to play the audio of a morning show. Then me and Dylan will make comments.
That does enter into because I already have some idea of which groups are important or which nominations are important in determining outcomes.
I can't imagine wanting to start your morning
you guys
to anything actually.
Wait,
other
hold
than
on.
Techno music.
Somebody's interrupting.
What kind of like? Give me an example of the calibration.
Somebody said, "Wait, you guys!" And then those dicks just kept talking.
I try to fudge the numbers a little bit, but sometimes I adjust a little bit if like a.
Was that AT&T? Was that not in
this
podcast?
Concept. It's time to play the Nightcore theme because we're changing to. Now we're going to listen to the new Mystery Science Theater episode, starting from the last one, and we're going to talk over them live to tape. All right, in the morning. It's Night Court in the morning. Night Court, the morning after, probably something. That's for the most obvious one people go for, I guess.
Night Clark, the morning after?
Night Clark. In my day, I'm mild-mannered Clark, but at night, I become Night Clark.
Maybe that's the lover that the person woke up with.
A gentle kiss from Night Clark. Oh no, it's almost morning.
I think
turning into Clark.
I think we skipped a step in us getting them up in the morning, and we forgot to tell them to check and see if it's their house or not.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's right, because, like, see, well, do you recognize the bed? No. If not, do you recognize the house?
Yes.
And if it's also no, if it's yes, you're fine.
Yeah, but you got to figure out why there's a strange bed in your house.
Well, you got to take these problems one bed at a time. You know where you are. That's always important in any situation. If you want all the other tips in my survival book, you're going to have to buy it on Amazon.
Your tip was good. You just made some money.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was me. I donated.
Okay.
Patreon.
You know, every bit helps. Like, give what you can. If you can't give anything, I understand. Times are tough out there. But, you know, I quit my job for this. I'm trying to make a living on it. Just giving it a shot, you know. I'm not trying to be too melodramatic, but...
I quit my job. I donated all of my furniture and my car.
Yep, I donated it all. Thank you for that. Taxes on these, all the things you donated are a lot of money, actually. It's a very heavy financial burden.
Yeah, you have to pay donation tax, which is twice as much as sales tax.
Exactly. So, let's say you give a couch to someone, you have to pay the government $1,000, I think.
Yeah, it's to discourage the undermining of capitalism.
Exactly. When will people learn private charity does not work?
These guys in Congress are a bunch of clowns, in my learned opinion.
And that's the end of the podcast. boys and girls and anything.
All right. Hold on, a bunch of viruses are opening on my computer. All right, I got them.
What do we got?
I hacked them down to... They're crying now.
You spliced them?
Yeah.
Very good.
Hey, this relaxing music is still playing.
Oh, thank God. Oh, man, we're back in the morning. And then, okay, now you've gotten ready for work, and now you've thought, fuck it, it's too late, I don't care. I'm going to take a day, and then you just get back into bed, and then you play some relaxing music.
If you've done that, then do that. If not...
Sorry, this podcast is about the illusion of choice.
Oh, somebody comes in and says, wait, you forgot to give up and get back in bed. And then you just start walking and get in bed, and you're like, fuck.
And then your model starts slipping in the bed, because like you're not supposed to walk in the bed. You're supposed to lie on the bed, and the animation doesn't trigger.
Continue the walking animation, and you're like spinning around a little in the middle of the bed.
Yep, that's great. And then you're saying, PS4, you touch the PS4 button that records what you're doing, and then you share it with the internet, and then Sony gets embarrassed.
Alright, how do we get out of bed?
Arms first is how I do it. You get maybe a good roll, gets the heart rate going.
Yeah, rolling a doobie, I bet. You hippie. Talking about donating couches and rolling doobies in bed.
You're a trust fund doobie hippie with all of your goddamn couches. Stop lording your couches over me. I've been to your couch rooms. You show them off all the time. I have my pick of the room.
Dylan,
to what I want to sit. You know what? Those couch rooms are empty. There's nothing in those rooms to do.
Have all of your trust funds paid out yet, or are you still waiting on some of them?
That shit's not going to mature until I'm 80, which sucks, because it's like, alright, damn it, I have to like have like healthy living, I have to like take care of myself. Oh, it blows.
So, make sure to get a trust fund for your kids. It'll pay out when they're 80, so they're miserable assholes their entire lives, and then they turn 80 and get some money, and then it's not worth as much as they thought it would be.
Exactly. It does not keep up with inflation. There's no interest rate on it.
Yeah, it actually wherever you got the trust fund at has been taking commissions out every few months,
and then it turns into a Roth IRA at some point, and you didn't okay that.
Yep.
You never got that letter. I got a bill back today
to
and yesterday
the IRA.
From a ghost IRA.
No, it said it goes to support the IRA.
Yep, the IRA's back thanks to your money. And they're bombing things again.
That's not funny.
It's not.
No. They know it is funny. Not being able to get out of bed in the morning due to crippling depression or otherwise.
Are crippling awesome? So, I mean, come on. Maybe it's the other thing. Maybe it's like, oh, I feel so amazing in this bed right now. Why would I get out of it?
Oh, yes. It's the good one. And then somebody...
Like when you go to a psychologist, psychiatrist, and then you tell them your problems, and they're like, wait a minute, wait, you couldn't get out of bed? Was it the good one or the bad one? Then you go,
oh,
I think it's the good one. And then
the
they're like, get out of my office, give me $1,000.
Can't get out of bed in the morning because I'm doing it too much.
That too. Listen, don't put me in a horizontal space next to a lady, or anyone, even, or anything, because things are going to happen.
Good things.
Oh,
and
sure.
Wink, and then the person gets scared.
Yeah.
What was I doing? I was looking for something.
So thank God my fidget cube came in, and there were so many stretch goals, because I think they asked for like $1 million, and I got like 50 million. I got a sticker and a baggie. Thank God. Got the exclusive Kickstarter backer color for my fidget cube.
You got a sticky baggie? Oh, your second alarm's going off. Time to get out of bed. quit relaxing and turn on those stress chemicals.
Turn on those stress inducers because it's time to trigger your fight or flight mechanism. Well, I hope you enjoyed your morning with us. If you're one of those people who wakes up early before you have to do things and, like, enjoys, like, slowly enjoys a cup of coffee and just takes it easy and, like, watches something on TV or maybe reads a book, I'll be very upset with you. Yep.
Is this working?
I don't care if you're crying. That's a tactic to get me to stop being angry, but you know what you did.
It's supposed to be scary sounds, but it just sounds like one lady in a cave is getting killed or something.
That's scary.
Are you scared into being motivated yet?
Yep. We're gonna frighten you successful. The Halloween novelty song themed motivational tapes.
Alright, and now you're back to... Oh, this is too slow. This is gonna make people go back to bed.
And now you're back in bed, but you're scared because you thought you heard a noise outside your room and you know that no one else is home
and you're scared.
Now it's a scary bed
that maybe you're having too much sex in that bed.
Mm-hmm. How much is too much? Exactly.
Is that better? This is double speed relaxing music.
It is better. I feel like I'm being looked at by aliens.
Nope, it's a tiger that's looking at you.
Oh, God. Don't look directly at its beautiful tiger eyes.
All right, now it's a flower? What the fuck is that?
Oh, God, don't look directly into its beautiful flower leaves.
All right.
Petals.
Did you remember to make coffee? Your grandparents are dead.
Let me grind my beans. Gotta grind them up.
Oh, your floor's kind of dirty. You better take a moment to sweep up. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you doing this now? You gotta get to work.
That's right. True. Don't clean in the morning. You're gonna regret it.
Now sit down and think about masturbating. To energize yourself.
Yeah. Right, you know, it's the morning time. These are all things we do in the morning. But all right, now.
Then you decide to make you sleepy instead. So you stand back up and start sweeping the floor again. And you quit doing that because you remember that you realize that that's not good.
Yes.
I wonder what this part sounds like, not sped up. That's pretty good. I could wake up to that. Did we remember to stretch? Did you do your exercises?
All right. Yep, I'm back in bed now that I'm fully stretched.
Let's get out of bed. Stand up straight. And turn...
Thank God, now that I'm fully stretched, I can go back to bed.
Do that thing where you put your arms up and you turn back and forth. Does that do anything? And lean over to either side. I don't think you're supposed to bend over and stuff after you've gotten out of bed because your spine hasn't shortened yet.
Yeah, I'm missing a few discs, if you know what I mean.
Is that I assume that was a Roth IRA term? That you lost a few discs?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You gotta buy low and sell high.
Alright, Dylan's getting sleepy, everybody. Let's listen to this.
This is beautiful music.
Lady getting murdered again.
Oh man, it's putting me right to sleep.
All right, time to go to work. If you aren't dressed, put your clothes on and grab your briefcase and straighten your tie and kiss your spouse on the cheek. Or you don't kiss them on the cheek. You lean over and let them kiss you, and they're holding a rolling pin or something. Not threateningly, though. Like, they're going to bake a pizza pie with a rolling pin.
If you don't get your job, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, Dylan's waiting there just over the border to rush in if you don't get to work on time.
Mm-hmm. Border is your property, where your property ends for your job. I'm right there on the edge.
All right, now you get to the door, and I know you're racing Dylan, but take a moment and look back over yourself. Did you remember to put on shoes, pants, all the things? Or
start at your waist and get down with your eyes. Make sure you got all the things you need to wear.
Or dress or a tasteful skirt. You don't necessarily have to wear pants, but just make sure that most of your body is covered with some sort of fabric. You're all set? Okay, good. Now burst out of the door and run to your car because you're so late. And you forgot your coffee inside. Turn around and go back. But the door is locked, so now you gotta get your keys out or knock on the door for your spouse to come. But they're busy making the pizza
pie.
Oh,
shit, you gotta park next to the street because you forgot the construction's going on. It's really, you know, annoying.
Look out for potholes. Don't trip in them.
Watch out for, like, people beatboxing or skateboarding and doing tricks, like a mummy.
Yeah. Oh, did you catch somebody doing tricks and skateboarding and breakdancing? You better go show them how it's done before you get in your car to go to work.
Press square to do a light melee attack, and press circle to do a heavy.
I press triangle.
Triangle will probably jump.
Yeah, it's usually jump. Alright, so I do a cool skateboard jump? Is that what happens? Let's do this! I'm playing.
Right, let's
video
think about the
game.
Coolest skateboard trick you can do, and then let's pretend we're doing it.
Okay. It's called a triple flipple. And you ride your skateboard toward a ramp, but then you veer off to the side and you jump in the air. You don't even need the ramp. And then you do a kick flip, but when you kick it the other way, not the normal way. And you do it three times, and then you start flipping in midair, and then you come back and land on the tip of the skateboard, and the back of it lands on the ground, and then you just stand like that because you kind of can't land now. And it was kind of an accident, but you play it off like you meant to do it, and everybody thinks it's the most amazing thing ever.
But you can't let them know that you're going to stand like that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you go, all right, and that's the trick. You guys can leave now. And then they all walk away thinking that you're cool, not realizing that you're a doomed person.
Make sure you don't have any friends with you that want to stick around after the fact.
And if they do say, like, hey, what are you doing after this? Tell them you don't like them anymore and they need to get out of your life. And if they don't go and they go, what are you saying? Like, throw rocks or something at them and say, I don't need you. Get out of here. I never liked you. And then they'll run off into the woods, but they'll be better off not ever realizing that you suck. All right, so now press triangle again, and you're off the skateboard, and you realize you could have done that the whole time. Now, you get in your car.
So it's an abduction when Delmer Maroney says that...
Yeah?
He can't ever talk to Taylor Lautner. He can't ever be close to him.
Just trying to not be in his life.
Just is very... I still don't understand that...
I think I understand it pretty well. He didn't want to be in his life.
That's right. Delmer Maroney's child is Taylor Lautner. I never thought about that.
Is that true?
Well, like in the movie, right?
A variety of stupid ways to billboard your birthdays.
I looked up morning radio show sounds, and there's just apparently a compilation disc from the 80s of people saying birthday in different ways.
Because the morning is kind of like your birthday, you know? It's another day.
It's the day's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Day only starts when you begin.
I agree. Look, it's Jeff Sessions. We have an exclusive interview.
Yeah, okay, Jeff. So what do you think about... well, you just can go ahead and talk about whatever you'd like. Deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Yeah. You talk about that stuff a lot.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to cool it with that. Nobody's buying it. The burning weed
with its roots in hell. Oh, no. If they spell it with an H, that means it's evil.
Is that right?
It's true. Look it up.
All right. Jeff, what are your plans for the future?
In this film, you will see the ease with which this vicious plan can be grown in...
You're going to watch a film?
Your neighbor's yard. Yep, Trump is screening something at the White House. He's going to watch it.
Yeah, what is it? Is it Finding Dory?
Innocent Shoe.
Oh, it's Anaconda. Innocent
It's Innocent Shoe. That's my favorite
the
film.
Next Pixar movie.
It's an about the Secret Life of Shoes. Try one of these.
You will meet Bill, who once took pride in his strong will.
Is Jeff Sessions giving us prophecies now? He foresees that we will meet Bill.
Well, it's like you know, it's like, yeah, two people are like destined to meet each other at least.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, sometimes it is. Maybe if you're not Bill, though. Did you ever see the Showtime, like, movie of this? Of,
yeah,
like,
shut up, Jeff. I'm talking to my friend here. What?
Yeah. Can you hold that thought, Jeff? Mr. Sessions, I'm sorry.
Dr. I know Sessions? Miss Jeff. I like to go to his house and smoke weed with him because he loves weed.
Oh, you know what? That's what the cops do with all of it, I bet. They take
I'm
it to Jeff's
so
house.
I'm sorry, Jeff. You didn't want people to know that, did you?
Moment's pleasure.
Oh. Oh, that's the reason? Well, I understand that. Then that's a little strange.
Yeah, what else do you like about it?
But at a terrible price.
Oh, you like that? That makes it worth it.
Okay. What were you saying, Dylan?
What's going on?
I think you were saying something before Jeff interrupted. Did I ever see the Showtime?
All I know is I
want to
press the share button.
Did you say Showtime?
Are you an options guy or a share guy?
On Showtime? Yeah. Oh, I know what you're saying. Options. I don't like to share. What about you, Jeff? Oh, God. I think he's threatening me with debauchery and violence. So,
no,
Dylan, are you still there?
Threatening people. Yeah, man, what's up?
You started saying, did you ever see the Showtime something or other?
Did you ever see the Showtime? Okay, so, oh, no, yeah.
That's the way to do parody songs. The, like, important word you don't change. You change all the other words. Did you ever see the Showtime hero?
Oh, man. I hated it when he turned into the Showtime villain when he strangled those people.
Did you ever meatball sandwich wings?
And then that's... Everyone out there, that's how Weird Al makes his parodies. That's how he makes his magic. Same process.
Yeah. The Showtime hero was a murderer, but a murderer that murdered other murderers.
An anti-hero, really.
Yeah. He also murdered heroes. Because they were competing with him, his heroism.
Wanted to be the best hero. And then after a while, you want to be the only hero if you're going to be the best one.
Yeah, Jeff, we're talking about murder. This guy's so slow.
Catch up, Jeff.
Yeah, he just yells the things that he hears being said. So, what were we doing? Do you ever get to work? You're supposed to be at
work.
What are you doing?
Turn off the podcast, man. That's very rude.
Or leave it on while you're driving and with your earbuds in. Is that illegal where you are? Probably. Don't do it then. Are you just going to do everything a person on a podcast tells you to do?
Officer, I only have one earbud in. That's fine. That's the law.
Is that true?
Cool. Suicide.
No, yeah. Jeff. That's not what we're talking about. Oh, I hate this guy.
I hate it when Jeff veers off into talking about suicide.
You can't get him out of your podcasting area. Bring him in for an interview, and then he just sits there the whole time watching you.
And the ultimate end of the marijuana addict.
That's the end for all of us, Jeff.
Yeah, he was telling me about that earlier. I think the ultimate end is you just start dancing faster and faster until you explode. This guy is really stupid.
You know, that's a myth, actually. If you dance so fast, you would die from the force of the dancing before you even explode. That's not what kills you. Explosion doesn't kill you. You're already dead.
Yeah. But you keep dancing until the explosion because you already built up that momentum.
You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters to people in the end. Cha-ching.
Yeah. Let's get Night Court.
Hopeless insanity.
Is it commenting on the podcast?
See this important film now. Before it is too late.
What film, dude? Jeff, you have to be more specific. I appreciate your suggestions. Which one?
Let me cue this up, this flawless comedy routine that we're putting together on the fly.
Please.
What movies are in theater now?
Well, you got, oh my god, I don't even know. It's like an awkward time for movies, I guess.
Have you seen The Fate of the Furious yet, Dylan?
I haven't seen any of those movies.
No?
Which one should I start with? No, wait, I've seen the Tokyo Drift one. I've seen that one.
Don't watch any of the others.
All right.
Tokyo Drift one is the only one shot. Jeff, good. Feelings on Fate of the Furious?
Before.
Damn it!
Oh, he's a fan of the fourth one, yeah. This is the best one. The four feelings. Fate of the Fate Force, she is.
No, I did it again.
And then he starts playing piano. God, it's so jangly. I hate it when we hang out with us.
See this important skill now.
Okay. Oh.
It is too late.
Oh, wait, what? You contradicted yourself.
I think he says he's threatening us again. He's like,
see it. Did we miss our window? We had a couple seconds to see it, and then it's too late now.
Is it too late now, Jeff?
It is too late.
Oh no.
Oh, shit. You gotta give me a chance, Jeff, with these things. You can't tease me like that and then, you know, get disappointed. Come on. Yep.
Sessions is getting up and dancing around to the Night Court. Oh, God!
No, he hurt himself. Oh, no, he died, and then he exploded.
That's true. You know, a lot of people think that you explode and then die. But that's a misconception. You want to watch a behind-the-scenes thing on Night Court?
Please.
got away with murder.
What does John Larroquette have to say about it? No, hey, here's what you can do. Look for Sean Christian Anderson talking about abduction, because I saw those on some video somewhere. I don't think it was on YouTube, but, you know, look around.
Shit, I forgot his actual name now.
Sean Christian Anderson.
Alright, I got it.
Sean Crittenden. Sean Christensen.
No, I did not mean Sean Christensen talking about abortion.
Oh, no. I don't need to hear his opinions on that.
Abduction to me was a way to write something that was really accessible, that was really fun, and that people would really be able to...
I got paid $1 million for it. Just,
you know, have a good time. I was attracted to the very simple notion of the project, which was this sort of this lost identity.
I keep stopping this recording before it's totally done, so then when I try to play it, you hear the very end of the cash register sound.
Has just disappeared, you know. And that just was a fun idea to me, and it was just fun to write a big...
So, Sean, what are you working on now?
Movie.
Okay. Can you tell us more?
I think what makes Abduction a great action ride for the audience is the fact that it's a very simple premise.
This guy's talking about abduction again.
I agree. The premise is very simple. It's very easy to follow.
Which is a kid sees himself on a missing person's website as a three-year-old.
That is not even the premise. But
no.
That's the seed of the idea of the movie. The premise is just Taylor Lautner's running around for 2 hours.
With his girlfriend.
And his whole world comes crumbling.
Yeah, and his whole world is there with him too, Sean.
Jesus.
I almost called Sean Jeff.
down.
Jeff's out of here. I like Sean's opinions more.
I forgot that Jeff was dead.
Literally.
Yeah, he's literally dead, Sean.
It's very sad.
It's a really huge movie. And then
oh, he wants
that,
to make a movie about
when
this?
You're on the run and you're being chased.
Literally. Yeah, all right. Come on, Dylan, we're spitballing. Don't you want to get a chance to collaborate with Sean Christian Anderson?
Oscar award-winning Sean Christian Anderson? Yes.
All right.
Contribute. Let's write a movie together.
All right, so we're on the run. You're running. There's a baseball stadium, right? So you run in there.
And you're being shot at, and you're dying.
Yes. Tape a gun on Earth under the seat.
That's a perfect
idea. Sorry, I talked over you, Sean Christian Anderson. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Diving into rivers, and you're just sort of...
Why is there a bunch of rivers near the stadium?
It's the town, the river town. Is it? Out I think there. It is. Pittsburgh. It's the town of a million rivers.
Yeah, it's River Town. Riverton. It's the town, you might say. Uh-oh. Did I bring back dark memories?
Oh, no. Not the town.
Not knowing.
I hope Sean Christian Anderson collaborates with Ben Affleck at some point.
They've got to, right? They're both loaded up with Academy Awards.
Parents are not knowing who you really are. It
okay.
Just becomes a really...
Are you talking about yourself, or is this ideas for the movie?
Big movie, but what...
Okay, it's for the big movie.
Thank God you clarified that.
So what happens after we jump in all the rivers?
Comes even bigger, I think, about...
Okay.
I see.
He comes even bigger. Who do you see playing this star person?
Is it your collaborator that you usually collaborate with?
Same way. Is the fact that this is a kid.
Okay, so it's a kid.
That's weird, man.
Not sure if this is the direction we want to go.
See, is the kid your kid?
You know, he's... He's still learning about himself. He's still, you know, trying to kiss girls.
Oh. Well, are you like a professional, maybe? Or,
he should be doing those kinds of things.
You're right. Jargon, I wouldn't understand. I get it.
Okay, so he's learning to kiss girls in the rivers. I really don't know where to go next with this story. Maybe a merp? Person?
Is he seething about how much they... No, okay, go ahead.
No, what was your idea?
No, is he seething about how much they changed about the script? Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, the script isn't written yet, is it?
You're right, Sean. You're right, I forgot that the script hasn't been written yet.
He should be dating and trying to figure out what he wants to do with his career. He shouldn't have
to be thrown
into this situation.
Sorry, I was laughing over it. Did he say he should be dating and figuring out what to do with his wiener?
I hope so. It's very important. You got to figure it out when you're young.
All right, so Merperson shows up and maybe tells him he's the lost king of Poseidon or something. That makes sense, right?
And when he is thrown into this situation, it just becomes a really huge, amazing journey.
I think he liked that idea. All right.
That's $1 million idea.
So he's going to the underland world of Poseidon.
You know, in my headcanon, you also wrote the movie where Taylor Lautner does parkour. Sean Christian knows.
This movie, it's a combination of a chase movie and a story of identity.
That's true.
Yeah. Identity's an okay movie. Okay, that's fine.
Movie. What was that called?
Identity.
Peter Parkour.
Cool. Too cool parkour. Parkour? Parkour. Procure some parkour.
So what happens next, Sean?
Was on this journey, you know. He's rolling out of moving cars. He's diving in the rivers. He's escaping.
Diving in those goddamn.
He loves rivers.
Sean,
this is a river-based movie.
We gotta have something for the trailer other than jumping into rivers.
You can't just have jumping in rivers.
Jumping into 20 rivers, and that's the end of the trailer.
Keeping exploding houses. He's getting shot.
Okay, that's better. Yeah. Exploding houses. We need more danger, though. Where's the dangerous element come in?
Shot at. There are people trying to go after him, and he's.
Oh yeah. All right. I'm writing that down. Dylan, any questions for Academy Award winner Sean Christian Anderson?
Yeah. When you were working with Taylor Lautner on Abduction, what was that like?
He's finding out about himself.
Oh, he was finding out about himself. Could you elaborate on that, Sean?
That he has the ability to fend some of these people off. He has the natural ability.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks pretty tough. I mean, he's pretty red. He's probably pretty strong.
Were there a lot of people coming on to him or something? What was going on the set?
Fight back. Not just...
I need to fight him off? Jeez, yeah, it's scary on the set, Sean.
You know, intellectually.
Yeah. Well, he didn't direct that movie.
That's right. He probably wasn't on set at all. I'm sure he wasn't on set.
Actually, yeah, I can confirm that he was banned from the set and the producers wouldn't talk to him.
And then he was interviewed about it. That's good.
Who did direct that again?
Oh, wait, wasn't that John Singleton?
Oh, thank you, Sean.
Oh, yeah, there you go. My bad. I'm sorry, Sean. I don't mean to talk over you and explain it.
What do you think John Singleton's... I almost said Sean Singleton. John Singleton's greatest accomplishment was
directed Abduction. I remember.
Yeah, I agree.
You're biased.
No, I agree with him. I mean, he is biased.
Yeah.
When I first met him, he had a big smile. You know, he's just passionate. Oh. He's a really passionate guy.
Was that before they banned you from talking to them? I guess
that's a nice story.
Hit me in the hallway with 30.
He hit him in the hallway.
Oh.
30 ideas.
Is this why you were banned?
You know,
yeah, why were you banned, Sean?
I was just coming in there to meet with Ali Shermer, and John just comes up to me, and he's like, I think we could be cool as this.
Alan Shermer, is that the producer?
And I think that Nathan could be this, and this would be great, and everything like that. And he's just filled with ideas from moment one, and immediately I was like, this is the guy. This is the guy to do this movie.
This is the guy. Really, I'm not going to be able to have any ideas, and he's going to take over.
So
screenings were pretty good for this movie. What's the cinema score for Abduction?
Audiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the ones we're trying to get.
What did the audiences think, Sean?
With emotion from the character, action, and just general, you know, giving them what they want, you know, and he's a perfect director.
Oh, yeah. So the audience gave you what they wanted?
You can't see the video, but the expression on his face when he said give them what they want can only be described as deranged.
As pained? I'm sorry.
Deranged.
Deranged? Well, he's pretty good. Like, he's great at improv, because none of this is true.
It was extremely perverted looking and troubling. Where do we find more more videos of Sean Christian Anderson? This is the only one. It's over now. I mean, where can we get more interviews with Sean Christian Anderson?
Where can we call him and see what's and see what he's up to now?
He just left my office.
Thanks for talking about abduction. Maybe some. I'm sure he's talking about the. Can we see his Oscar acceptance speech?
That just was a fun idea to me.
Okay, he likes that idea.
Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page. That's very cool that you think you like my idea.
This is the first year that the Academy has made available to membership on DVD all the nominated live-action shorts. So pay attention.
Jamie Foxx because and Kerry Washington are presenting the award. He came
from? Cool.
Where did they come from?
They made short films.
Right. They made short films. So our future A-listers are right here.
She's a lot better at this than envelope. He is.
Yeah,
here
she
are
is.
The nominees for Best Live Action Short
His
Film.
His face is really funny right now,
Assad,
though.
Brian Buckley,
he's striking
and
the dumbest pose with his mouth, like, a little Nelson. Open.
Curfew, oh. Sean Christensen, Death of a Shadow, Dod
Bonenshi, that had a very light spanner.
And Ellen Davala, Henry, Jan Englund.
I think I heard some chants of Dora.
Sorry, Dora. It's Sean
Standard. And the Oscar goes to Curfew, Sean Christensen.
Oh my god, Kerry Washington said my name. Is he like freaking out?
This is the first
he wiped
Academy
his face.
Award
I don't know if
nomination
it was a tear or if he was had some shit on his face.
Can you imagine? I can't.
Well,
he was like way up in the
back.
Thank
you, the Academy, for supporting short films. This has been wonderful. And I only have
T-minus
2 seconds to do this, so I'm just going to go for it. My producer in crime, Damon Russell, I love you, man. We would not be here without you, brother.
Crime? Is he admitting to something here?
12-year-old co-star, Fatima Patechik. Your performance was so
incredible.
Yeah, all
those movies are scams.
Oh,
nobody
this video is called
in the film
Sean Christian
you
Anderson's
incredible.
Confession.
Merrick Hass and Andrew Napier, thank you so much. The incredible cinematography from Daniel Katz and putting together that wonderful crew, thank you so much. All of our friends, family, crew in New York and in France, Watt Media, Caliber Media, Verve Talent,
France.
My beautiful mother, my devilishly handsome father, and the center of my universe, my dearest
weird.
Nina. Thank you. I love you all.
I'm really surprised he didn't get played off.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Well, they must have been going short, I guess.
So, we often hear that the Oscar is a life-changing experience, but for some people it's
this
not.
Is like a
what
post
are you hoping
interview.
To get out of having this Oscar?
Standing in front of a curtain.
What did the nomination
someone literally
mean
just said, it's a big deal to get an Oscar,
but
sometimes you're going to totally fail.
Well, I'd love to get a job.
And that's the end of the interview.
Wait,
why don't I have that queued up? I can't remember what the show is called. All right, there we go.
All right, I decided against it. I'm not going to queue it up. Instead, I'm just going to watch that last little bit of this interview again.
Please.
What did the nomination mean for you in terms of career and new opportunities?
Well, I'd love to get a job.
You timed that just perfectly. Now slow it down. Okay.
Feature films and stay in short films because there's something amazing about the pressure in short films that I kind of
he just took a huge shot before finishing this statement
level.
Down front here on your right.
Hi.
This lady's drunk
my
too.
My name is Akemi. From Yafu.
She doesn't even know her name.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
stop talking.
Oh, man. You had to throw up there.
What was the question? Sorry.
Poor guy. Someone hold us here.
I'm so distracted. So distracted.
So I guess...
So you want to watch some interviews with Damien Chazelle?
I don't know. I don't think it matters what I think.
Damien, congratulations on the film.
Thank you. No, I don't want to hear any interviewer's voice.
Thank you.
Wait, which one is Damien Chazelle?
I don't know, man.
Put on some John Singleton interviews. Does John Singleton talk about abduction? Oh, I would like to see that.
How are you, Mr. John?
I'm good.
That's great. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
It's fun and thrilling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know they're talking about abduction.
Making abduction.
Taylor Lautner. He came to me and, you know, with the script, and he was attached to it, and said he wanted to make his first starring debut. Really, be great.
I want to keep my shirt on for most of it. Had a chance to do John Singleton said, okay.
He said he wanted to be like really, really funny and charismatic.
I want to pretend to kiss a girl.
Romantic, even more romantic. Uh-huh. And have some
magic, romance, and funny and charismatic.
And then he wanted to kick a lot of ass.
Oh.
So that's what we went for.
And you did.
I want to turn into a wolf at one part if possible.
It's got a great cast. Sigourney Weaver, mm-hmm. Alfred Molina, Maria Bello, Michael Nyquist.
Yes, exactly.
In order for us to believe Nathan's journey,
yes,
we have to believe his backstory.
Exactly.
Those are my favorite scenes.
Was his backstory really believable for you, Dylan?
I really wanted
Wait, what?
I always believe that the best action films have an emotional resonance to them. They have, like, really, really a lot of weight to them. And so you
what was his backstory? There was a shirt that had mustard on it or something?
You know, yep, his backstory is he saw a picture of himself online as a little kid, and he still has that shirt. Weirdly.
You want, you know, people
that's believable.
You want to be wrapped into the whole thing. You know, you don't want them to be passing by. The challenges are just doing it, you know, doing it really quickly and keeping a kind of
challenges are
great quality doing control. It fast. And just, you know, and making sure that we got great performances out of everybody. That was all. But it was fun. It was a fun movie.
Oh my God. Yeah, I had to make sure Sigourney Weaver did a good job.
Finding your true identity. Mm-hmm. Finding your place in the
sun. Afro Molina really sucked. I had to really verbally assault him until he did a good job.
I'm still looking. I'm still looking. I'm still really searching. Angry.
It's still a journey.
But not
still a
journey. Angry, right. Just
oh, shit, is there a commentary for this? There can't be.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Commentary?
Like for the movie. There's no way. I feel really bad now. Taylor Lautner is like, all right, this is going to be my movie. This is me. And he got people to make it. He got an Oscar award winning guy to write it. Wait, no, this movie came out before he got the Oscar, didn't it?
Oh, he got that after Abduction.
So he already had $1 million from writing Abduction, and then he...
Yeah, he used that $1 million to make a 20-minute movie.
And then he won an Oscar for it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least he got to make what he really wanted to make.
I got a new guest coming in. Hey, hello. You want to talk in the mic?
Incredible, you know, I mean, I remember they announced the audience award, so I...
That's very good. It's Damien Chazelle is in my office now.
Oh, sweet. Wait, Taylor Lautner's talking about abduction?
Obviously.
Obviously.
That's all we were going to win. So.
Yeah.
All right, he just got sad and left. Bye.
Wow. When you were writing Grand Piano, did you... Oh, he's already gone, yeah.
Wait. Let me type in Damien Chazelle talks about Grand Piano and see if that makes him come back.
Okay.
He's got a Google alert for every time anybody searches him talking. No. He apparently has not talked about Grand Piano. If you Google that, all that comes up is him talking about Ryan Gosling playing piano in La La Land.
That's fair. Does Elijah Wood ever talk about Grand Piano? I bet he does. You know, the press junket for that must have been insane.
It might go a little something like this.
Oh my God, that's spooky.
I'm going to fast forward a little further into the press junket.
All right, please. If you would.
This is after the car.
So, Elijah Wood, you're the greatest actor of your generation. What do you think about that?
Oh, God. Eliza, no.
Whoa, whoa.
We never should have left that chair open for you. Now he got on a plane to escape the murder rap.
Tom, you have to skip the hotel and go straight to the auditorium, okay?
It's about time he got back on stage. I love you.
The shot of pantsless Elijah Wood in this trailer.
Tom Selznick.
It's misleading.
Elijah, I know you're a method actor, but come on, you can talk to us.
Very funny.
Hey, the Tom Selznick made it into the trailer. I mean, into this interview.
It's the most hurtful thing anyone... Can you imagine someone being so angry that they scroll that about a... Someone's so angry about someone playing piano.
No.
Like, it doesn't have to, like... Congratulations. Does that really make help? Like, he's... Elijah Wood's a good actor. He can sell it. You don't need to literally put a sign up.
Yeah. How else do you convey that he has a history of failing?
Failsing.
Get back on stage.
Now you know the meaning of stage fright.
Oh my gosh, John Cusack is interview bombing his interview.
Can we cut together a scene where Kiefer Sutherland from Phone Booth is talking to John Cusack from Grand Piano?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Let's do that right now.
All right.
In my lips. Oh, I like that part.
I think that's when he's going down to the basement. And the guy's like, hey, what's so wrong?
We need to see that, Kiefer Sutherland.
What was that other movie called?
Phone Booth. Film. Starring Colin Farrell. And Maury Schaefer!
Listen, Pam.
Stu.
Pizza and Pam.
But a ringing phone has to be answered, doesn't it?
What?
I can edit this later.
Isn't it funny? You hear a phone ring and it could be anybody. But a ringing phone has to be answered, doesn't it?
I don't follow.
Tell me about it. You don't have to hunt me down and crush me. I can't get work in this town as it is.
Would you like me to change that? Let's have a bet. I'll bet it's not a prank. You bet it is. If I win, I get to spray the famous Emma Selznick's brains all over a Gucci purse.
Oh, no, you won't. You're going to learn to obey me.
Now head to the left side of the stage. Now.
I'm in the phone booth. I don't have a lot of room to maneuver here.
Tell me, I'll say hi to your wife, Kelly, for you.
Keep looking.
I hope you realize how you've hurt my feelings.
Who the fuck is this?
Don't you.
Hey, I'm Colin Farrell. I'm from New York. Get out of here.
Don't even think about leaving that phone booth.
Wrong number, pal.
It was a perfectly delicious pizza, and you're certainly going to wish you had accepted it.
I'll naturally.
This isn't working.
No?
Would you like me to change that?
Talk to you later.
All right, and that concludes the podcast forever.
And that's the end, folks. Jeff told us this is how it would end, and he was right.
Yep.
Again.
And if you remember, Sean Kirsten Anderson told us...
He sees himself on a missing person's website as a three-year-old.
Yep, that's what we gotta remember from him.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Good night, everybody! How long is this episode? An hour and a half.
Alright,
bye. Alright, you made it. Now you're at work, finally, and you're 45 minutes late. And now your boss is firing you, but you can't hear because you're listening to this. And so it's not legally binding. So.
Well, it's not unorthodox, but I'll allow it.
There's nothing left to do but dance faster and faster and faster until...
Oh, no! Matt, I can't do this by myself. All right, it's time to call in the big guns. Kevin, get in here. To be continued.